All right, time for another business trip.
Let's get in the company Chrysler.
Go to Chili's. No, we're not going to Chili's. Where are we going?
We are going to the original location of the client meeting. We're going to the Radisson Hotel.
The Radisson Hotel, which is actually called the Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel.
Yeah.
Because it was a railroad station.
It was. It was originally the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad Station. It is a French Renaissance-style building in Scranton. It sits on railroad tracks. So think like Main Street Station in Richmond. It's not a, well, it is a train station still, but it's also like an event venue now, but it sits on the train tracks. It's right. Kind of similar to that.
So this one opened in 1908. Mm-hmm. So it's very historic, and mm-hmm. it closed in 1970. And then in 1977 was listed on the U.S. National Register of Historic Places.
Nice. And I think like in the early 2000s is when it got converted to a hotel.
1983.
Oh, okay. A little was 80s baby.
Renovated. We love a little 80s baby. Renovated and reopened as a hotel in 1983. And it retained a lot of the original like structure.
Yeah.
Fountain stairs.
Right.
So they definitely tried to keep it. It probably comes with being on that National Register of Historic Places.
Right. They had to keep some stuff original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually went to this hotel with my parents. We didn't stay there, but we took like an hour out of our day and just kind of wandered around the lobby and like some of the event space and stuff. And it's pretty nice. I would say it's comparable to like the Jefferson type feel, like historical kind of boutique hotel.
But it's big, right? Like it has really like big columns and like high ceilings.
Very high ceilings. Like you said, it has like a little fountain, very big lobby area, like a big restaurant kind of downstairs. There's like lots of tables and that sort of thing.
Sounds like it would really draw like tourists.
Yeah. And would be a great place for a business meeting. Just saying.
Just as a side note,
during the early 80s in Scranton, when the hotel came about, Scranton actually struggled with 13% unemployment and a slumping economy.
Mm.
And the city leaders kind of developed an idea to make this station a tourist attraction, to kind of bring in some tourism and bring in money and bring in jobs as well.
So that kind of makes sense why it has this like grand lobby and like stained glass ceiling,
right,
like marble walls, right? So it was meant to draw people into the city.
Yes. Yeah. So when it reopened in the 80s, it was actually on New Year's Eve, which kind of was a big reveal for the building. Obviously, they had a huge party. There was like 650 people at this party. And they had the Guy Lombardo Orchestra there and all of that stuff. So it was kind of like a big deal, a big unveiling. And yeah, it's kind of a cool venue to have events, meetings, conventions, you know, quick bite to eat, whatever. In the office, there's some significance of the Radisson. Obviously, it gets mentioned in the client episode. They were originally going to have their meeting there.
Then they didn't.
Then they did not. They went to Chili's instead. But I feel like it's always kind of mentioned. So it's featured in the episode Dwight's speech.
We are warriors.
So that is where the speech takes place. It's not actually filmed there. It's filmed on a set in California. But that is supposed to be where it's at, is the Radisson.
We're only like 10 episodes away from that one.
Very excited it's for that one.
Season 2, episode 17.
Nice.
And then it's also used by the cast and crew during the office convention.
Uh-huh.
The Radisson in 2007 and the Rat Party in 2013.
Nice.
And I believe it comes up in season 5, maybe like the Dream Team. One other episode, they mention the Radisson.
Yeah. So pretty cool that the cast and crew has stayed there and all that cool stuff. And surprisingly, I had pulled up like how much it is to stay at the Radisson. I was expecting like Jefferson prices, but it's like $97 a night. You can stay at the beautiful Radisson Hotel for $97.
Because it's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But yes, yes. Yep.
I think that would be worth it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool building. I would recommend going there. I imagine a lot of people have like weddings and stuff there. They have event space and it's really pretty.
They also added, they had like 5 stories. And then in, I don't know, the 20s or something, they added like another story on it. So it's pretty big.
It is really big. I'm looking at it now. It kind of looks like almost like a federal building from the outside, like a government building in a way. It's very like, I don't know. Looks like a building that would be in like DC or something.
Yeah, it's old and pretty.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
So the hotel also has a lot of history around it. So the architects of this hotel put everything into this train station theme. So in addition to all the historic photos and original moldings and blah, 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 the doorways are reminiscent of train cars.
Ooh.
So, and I think inside the rooms, it's contemporary, right? It's not stuffy and old, but interesting artwork, a lot of places there that they incorporate the history.
Yeah, definitely. And they also have a number of eateries there. So the main restaurant is called Carmen's 2.0 and it's in the grand lobby. It says that guests can bask in the splendor at Carmen's 2.0. The dining options there are sit down formal with pasta, steak and seafood and other signature dishes. Breakfast is also served. They have a station cafe with windows that open to the grand lobby. So I guess it's kind of like off of the lobby a little bit then.
Like a dining car.
Yes, exactly. It says it looks a little bit like a Venetian style dining car. The menu there is kind of grab and go casual with a sit down counter, and you can get pastries, sandwiches and drinks. They also have the Trax Bar and Kitchen. Casual family dining by day and a lounge that serves up cocktails, wine, and beer at night. That sounds amazing.
That sounds really good.
I know, right? Yeah, so these restaurants sound really delicious. They have three. I didn't try any of these restaurants, but I'm thinking maybe we should go and stay there and try these restaurants.
There are 122 suites.
Oh my God.
And or guest rooms. I don't know if they're like, not, they're not all suites.
Right. That's a lot.
I know. And as you said, there it's only
$97 a night.
Right.
And a room could be yours.
So we should take a trip. And it's not far from the other, like the mall and stuff, right?
Right. Right.
It's downtown Scranton.
Exactly. So it's kind of nearby all the other things we've already talked about, which speaking of, I know I listed off, you know, a few other places and I forgot one. I realized.
Okay.
The Anthracite Museum.
Oh, of course. We have to cover that.
So we will be adding that to our list as well, but wanted to cover the Radisson as we just kind of talked about that in our most recent main episode.
Definitely a destination. I mean, the ceiling, I'm looking at pictures, like stained glass, like beautiful old, like concave sort of ceiling.
And lots of like green subway tile. I remember that and like kind of loving that part of the architecture and the design. My thing is, I do want to know if there's a pool. Because I don't recall, but I know that like when I was a kid, anytime we'd stay in a hotel, I'd be like, it has to have a pool. I want to go swimming. So it doesn't seem like they have a pool. They do have a fitness center. And I do also want to list off these attractions that they have on their website that are nearby.
Tell me.
So University of Scranton, Steamtown National Historic Site, Mall at Steamtown, the Courthouse, and the Everhart Museum, which I'm not familiar with that, but we can make that a destination eventually, maybe, the Everhart Museum. And they also have 11 elegant meeting spaces.
Elegant.
That exude historic charm with French Renaissance-style architecture.
I mean, basically the same as Chili's.
So it sounds pretty amazing. All right. Well, I think that wraps us up for this trip. Next, we're going to keep it in the vein of leisure and recreation. We're going to go to the casino.
Great connection.
The Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun Casino.
In the Poconos, baby. So
the Poconos.
Keep your bags packed for that and we'll catch you next time.
See ya.